In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Hello, Joshua.
Let's talk about the idea of appreciation. What do you appreciate in your life? Do you appreciate where you are now? Do you see that you have come here in this time of awakening to find information on the law of attraction, of the universal laws, these teachings, in the idea that you are going to move yourself towards a life of love? That is the only thing that's going on here. You have come to an awareness of who you are. You are Source itself. You have come to understand that you are limitless and magnificent. You have come to understand that you are a being of love. You are Source. Source is love. You are love. You are a being of love. You are Source itself. While you are sifting and sorting your way through this life experience, understanding that you feel like an individual, you feel like your body, you feel like part of your family, part of your community, part of your friends. You feel like this idea of yourself, which from your perspective is somewhat limited because you feel like you're an individual. If in fact you knew who you truly were, you are truly Source itself living a physical experience, you would unleash potential that is beyond what you can consider yourself now. But as you see yourself from a higher perspective every single day of your life, moving forward towards who you authentically are in every single moment of your life, dealing with concepts, dealing with manifestation events, dealing with ideas that are coming to you, dealing with the thoughts that are sometimes flowing from Source, from your inner self, and sometimes from the consciousness of fear and lack. When you are putting together those thoughts and those ideas, discerning where those thoughts are coming from, realizing that who you are being now is attracting certain thoughts. Some of those thoughts are fear and doubt. Some of those thoughts are inspiration or ideas that resonate with the limitless nature that is you. You are picking apart all of these thoughts and ideas moment by moment by moment whenever you're aware of them. And you need not be aware of them in every moment. You could be aware of them while meditating. You could be aware of them while taking a shower or interacting with friends. You do not have to consciously look at every single thought. But when you are in a place where you are able to see the thoughts that are coming to you, you could understand where your vibration is at that moment. Is this a vibration of love or is this a vibration of fear? If you can move more towards that vibration of love, not by controlling the thoughts, controlling the conditions, controlling yourself, or controlling people, but by appreciating what is happening in your life now, where you are now, and being excited for where you're going, well, then you bring in that power of Source energy into your life, and more ideas will flow to you. More wonderful, pleasurable thoughts will flow to you. More joy will accompany your everyday experience of life. And this is what you intended prior to your birth. Live a life more aligned with love and less in that fear and lack consciousness. We would like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I would like to start if I'm on here.
Excellent.
Am I live?
Yes.
So what I was thinking about this morning as I was doing my morning meditation and daily practice was about sex. I want to know what it is in our physical reality that we're kind of sometimes feels that we're experiencing on another level somehow. The bliss of sex. I don't know. It just makes me curious as to, you know, and it's also this feeling in the non-physical? And anyway, how does it translate to us? What's it about for us? What are we doing there?
The feeling of love is the feeling of connection to source, feeling of connection to who you truly are, transcending who you think you are, going beyond the limitations of the individual life form that you perceive yourself to be, realizing that the connection that you're feeling in that moment of any activity that you find pleasurable is your connection to source. That feeling of love is not necessarily the feeling of love for the person you're with, but more of a feeling of an agreement with your inner self's perspective on your life in the moment. In the moment, you may perceive that everything is going well. You may perceive that you are in a state of excitement, engagement, energy. This is your inner self's perspective of every moment of your life. You are sometimes seeing your life from that perspective. And if you're engaged in the activity of sex, you can look at that from a higher perspective. And that is your choice in every moment. It is also your choice to see it from a limited perspective. And you may have heard stories or reports or ideas from people that they have a limited perspective of that activity. There may be shame involved. There may be guilt involved. Yet without the shame and the guilt or any fear that's coming from that consciousness based in lack and fear, you are more connected to your source energy. If you see anything that you are doing from the higher perspective, you will feel that feeling of bliss. Certainly, different activities bring out different feelings because from your perspective, they are different things. But actually, any moment of joy is a moment of connection with source. When you are doing anything that you perceive as wonderful, exciting, exhilarating, interesting, that is a connection to love energy of source. The more that you can see things from the same perspective as your inner self, the more you will feel this connection. The connection is always within. The outside people and conditions are simply there to be a reflection to how you're feeling. But you can change that perspective. You can enhance that perspective. You can say that all things are good, all things are wonderful, all things are pleasurable. All things are based in love. This entire physical reality, the entire universe, is based in love and well-being. It is your perspective, based on your set of beliefs, based on your perception of yourself, how you choose to interact with any moment. If you can see it from the higher perspective, the same perspective that your inner self sees it, you will be in alignment. And when you're in alignment, you add to the pleasure of everything that you're doing. You add to the creation of everything you're doing. You add to the energy of everything you're doing. You could feel energy in this moment as you're talking to non-physical teachers. And you could say that when I get on these calls or when I'm in person with Joshua, I feel this amazing energy. It's not necessarily the energy of Joshua that you're feeling. It's your perspective on yourself interacting with Joshua, interacting with these higher level thoughts, interacting with the other people there. If you can see it all as good, all as wonderful, you'll feel the feeling of love, of bliss, of any emotion that resonates with love. And this is what you are truly seeking. You are not seeking to be validated in any situation. You're not seeking accomplishment in any situation. You are seeking the feeling of alignment. And if you receive more and more of those feelings of alignment, it will be strange to you to dip down into any other feeling because you will know right away that you've dropped your perspective, that you've taken on a limited perspective, that you're not agreeing with your inner self.
It seems to be easier, though, at times to, you know, when I'm interacting with Joshua, when I'm at the beach in the sunshine, when I'm having sex, these are seem to be easy entry points to become into alignment, more easily aligned than when it's someone is kicking me in the ass and throwing a spitball at me.
And what is that based on? What do you think that is based on?
Well, my conditioning, my expectation of what my perceived idea of good and bad.
And all of that is based on what?
My beliefs.
All of that is based on your beliefs. So you have a set of beliefs. Most of your beliefs are empowering. Some of your beliefs are highly empowering. And some of your beliefs are limiting. And some of your beliefs are highly limiting. When you feel pure joy and ecstasy in any situation, it's due to the presence of highly intense beneficial beliefs. When you feel highly negative emotion in any situation, it's due to the existence of highly intense limiting beliefs. You have the tools to adjust those beliefs. You can ramp up the intensity of beneficial beliefs, and you can reduce the intensity of limiting beliefs. You will never eliminate limiting beliefs, and that is not the goal here. The goal is to softly and easily and pleasurably challenge your limiting beliefs. Prove that they're false.
Right.
Look at your beneficial beliefs. Prove to yourself that they're true. And in that process, you raise your overall set of beliefs so that you feel better no matter what you're doing.
Right. Okay.
Excellent. Who else would like to talk? Jump on in.
Josh, do I have something?
Yes.
So could you share your perspective on what I see as controlling conditions in the context of what I feel like as helping others? So specifically, like let's say with my children. And so as they're, you know, growing up and discovering who they are, and there is urges that I have to impose my belief systems on them. That are a product of, you know, my upbringing, my surroundings. And so would you share a little bit of your insights as far as, you know, that desire to help others, and then in contrast to wanting to control the conditions?
If you're feeling good and having fun and receive the inspiration to share something you know with someone who you perceive is doing well, then that is an inspired idea that's coming to you because your vibration is resonating with love. And that is not changing the conditions, it is enhancing the conditions. The conditions are already good and right as they are. The person that you're with is in no need of any help of any type. You are simply receiving the inspiration to share an idea. And that idea, shared in love, will be of benefit to you and possibly to them as well. The idea is that it's always of benefit to you. But anything that you're inspired to do will always be to the highest good of all involved. Now, they may not understand that on the same level that you do, and that's not the point, because it would be an incremental influence in love, towards love, towards the discovery of the true self. However, if you're witnessing someone that you believe needs your help, you're looking at the situation from a limited perspective. Mm-hmm. In reality, no one needs your help. Everyone has their own inner guidance system. Everyone is sifting and sorting through life. You may be at the store and look at the cashier and perceive the cashier is having a hard time. And you may want to say something because you feel negative emotion looking at the cashier. Well, that's not as likely as looking at your children, because from your perspective, the cashier does not need your help. Mm-hmm. You are not that attached to the cashier. You can still feel good even looking at the cashier, because you can say the cashier has her own inner guidance system. She's sifting and sorting through life. She's doing the best she can. However, when it's your children, because of your belief system, you will feel strong negative emotion if you perceive that something wrong is happening with them. So imagine that your child is having a manifestation event. The manifestation event that you may now be able to perceive from where you are, having gone through the boot camp, is you can see it from a higher perspective, saying that this event will allow my child to see themselves from a higher perspective. And so I need not jump in and solve a problem, because there is no problem. The manifestation event came at this time to give them the opportunity to see information about how they're being and then adjust how they're being in the future or birth desires that will lead them forward. However, if you cannot solve your negative emotion upon witnessing their manifestation event, you'll receive the urge to change their condition. You'll want to help them. You'll want to smooth out their manifestation event. If you do this, well, nothing terrible will happen from that. Nothing bad or wrong will happen. It is not wrong or bad to do that. It's just they will not get the full benefit of that manifestation event. They will not learn to listen to their guidance. They will look to you to solve their problems for them. And we see this happening in more and more instances in Western cultures where the parent wants to step in, solve the problem because they cannot solve their negative emotion internally. They want to control the condition of a problem with someone else.
Thank you. And I think where I am right now is being early in the boot camp, that strong desire and urge to change the conditions. And so it's really hard to stop in the moment and, you know, stop, think, and know, and understand that this is a manifestation event for them. It's for them. And this is part of their expansive experience. And so it's difficult to, you know, stop the urge. And so I think certainly the practices that we're going through on our daily practice certainly is very helpful with that. And it gets me to slow down in those types of moments and maybe not react on an urge quite so quickly.
Yes, not reacting is a very positive thing to do. If you took action immediately on every urge, you would be spinning around in circles, never truly moving forward to the life that you intended to live. If you can take a step back, analyze the situation as it's happening, realize that manifestation events are very, very, very good things and very much wanted, that they have to come to those people that are ready for them at the time. They cannot come to them when they are not ready for them. If you have a manifestation event today, it's because you have a limiting belief that needs to be analyzed and processed so that you can move forward to the next phase of your expansion. If you receive the manifestation event in love and acceptance, if you receive the information in that manifestation event, if you contemplate why that manifestation event was attracted, looking at the limiting belief, processing that limiting belief, proving it's false, reducing the intensity of it, you move one step closer to your expansion as you intended to discover your authentic self. The same is true with your children. It cannot come to them unless they are ready for it at that moment to move them to the next level. If they want their parents to solve these problems for them, that will be their urge to change the conditions as well. And they may come to you and say, why didn't you fix this for me? How could you let this happen to me? Aren't you responsible for taking care of me? This will cause another manifestation event for you because the belief is that you are in charge of their life. The fact is that you've done all your work the day they were born. And as long as you're keeping them alive, doing what you can to keep them alive, your work is done. You are not here to guide them. They have their own inner guidance. If you were to guide them, you would be guiding them from a limited perspective, and that would be of little assistance to them. You want them to be guided from the highest perspective. In your looking at them from a high perspective, you'll receive inspiration to say or do something that will be of value to you. If you allow them to receive their manifestation event, their guidance from their inner selves, that will always come from a higher perspective as well. You must realize that their inner selves are looking at them from a very high perspective, understanding all that they intended prior to their birth. Their inner selves have more information than you do. You do not know what their pre-birth intentions are. You can't imagine what they are. But you can know that they chose you as their father and their mother as their mother and the conditions of their youth to launch them on a trajectory towards where they're going to go. Now imagine you being in this boot camp, understanding laws of the universe, the mechanism of physical reality, how the system works. Why do you think they chose you as their father? There are 7 billion people or more on this planet. They picked you. They picked you because you are the one who can allow them to face their manifestation events when all other parents would solve their problems for them. In fact, you'll have a lot of manifestation events around this yourself, because how most humans see parenting is most humans believe that they are to step in to guide the children, believing that they know more than the child knows. This is actually in reverse. The child comes in a higher vibration than the parent. From a non-physical point of view, the child would be the parent and the parent would be the child. The child has more information to give the parent than the parent does the child. The child has not yet adopted as many limiting beliefs as the parent. The child is not living in as much fear as the parent. The child is more connected and more tuned to source consciousness, to their inner selves, and to who they truly are than the parent. The child will adopt limiting beliefs, just as the parent did, but in this moment, since the child was born more recently, the child is resonating in a higher vibration, ready for the world, the earth, as it exists today. You were ready for the earth as it existed when you were that age or when you were born. And the earth vibration does not have much resistance in it. And so the vibration of the earth keeps expanding and expanding and expanding without resistance. The human expands with resistance. And so the vibration, while it rises over time, it does not rise at the same level the earth does. And so this is why the children who come to the earth on the day they're born are at a vibrational match to an earth that has risen in its vibration relative to those born before at a faster rate. You see? Because the earth is not offering resistance. This is why children are at a much higher vibration. Yet they are also looking for guidance from outside themselves in order to control their experience. And the older they get, you will see the more control they want to exercise on their experience.
Right, right.
So if you can just be easy about the whole thing, jump in when you have to jump in, react when you react, right. Understand that everything you do is perfect. There can be no wrong to any of it. But if you could take one step back, you will resist less yourself and you will offer them less resistance in how they approach manifestation events. And if you wait a day, you can have a conversation about it, if you're so inspired, about what happened yesterday or what happened last week. And you can help them see the higher perspective that they might miss on their own. Imagine the power in talking to anyone from the higher perspective, from the clarity that you are getting and that you have now, showing them that clarity, not showing them that they need to rely on others to make it through this malevolent environment, but to show them that they have all the power within them and they have the ability to choose their own perspective. And no perspective is wrong. It is all unique. But they can choose a less resistant or higher perspective than the perspective based in fear. You can show them the difference between irrational fear and rational fear, between a limiting belief and an empowering belief. And in this, it makes it a little less resistant for them and a little more based in the knowledge that they are sovereign creators of their own reality. And when they see that they're the creator of their reality, they'll have the clarity to make decisions that are based in love, to make choices based in love, to become who they authentically are, and to unleash the power in that authenticity.
That's great. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate that.
Excellent.
Oh, I want to piggyback off of that. That was so perfect. This morning, I was again reevaluating the way that I've been parenting. And up until, well, so for this whole time, I made the decision to unschool my kids, which meant that they would get to choose what, you know, they wanted to do and what they were interested in. And, but I found that it's made all of us a little bit lazy from my perspective, in that my son, very little new things. And then I, yeah, anyway, so I decided to reinvestigate the watching. So like how much he watches, how much games he plays, because he's just sort of tied to a screen these days. You want to say something?
What is the idea of laziness? Is this a beneficial belief or a limiting belief?
It's definitely limiting.
Are you a being or a doing?
I am a being.
And in laziness, you're not doing, you're being.
Yeah.
Now, let's say that your child will be ready to learn anything they want to learn quickly, effortlessly, and easily, because they will receive the downloads that will help them move towards whatever their interest is. Mm-hmm. What if that doesn't happen for another year?
Yeah, I guess it's just sort of scary.
And the fear comes from the limited perspective, the limited stream of consciousness, the lack-based stream of consciousness, or does it come from source consciousness?
From the lack-based consciousness.
In your culture, is it considered valuable, acceptable, worthy to be lazy?
Yeah, definitely not.
And why not?
Because we're supposed to produce things.
And why are you supposed to produce and consume things?
I don't know.
So that others can feel less fear.
Okay.
So this entire society is built around the programming that all members of that society must be actively participating in the society, or the society will crumble. But as you know from a higher perspective, this is not reality. The reality is the individual experience, the unique experience. The entire reality is set up for the expansion that will be caused by the unique experience of the individual, not by the collective. The collective is irrelevant because the collective is made out of individual perspectives, individual experiences, individual journeys of discovery. And so, do you want to alter his specific, intentional journey of discovery? Or can you trust that he will always have the inner guidance? Now, if he says, "Mommy doesn't let me play video games as much as I want," what do you think the desire will be? Play as much as I can.
Sure.
Do it whenever I can and again and again. If he had the perspective or the belief that mommy will allow me to do anything I'm interested in, and anything I'm interested in is valid in the moment, what will he want to do? He will want to explore whatever interests him in the moment.
Right. And that was the idea of the unschooling in the beginning. But here's the part that's become difficult, is that he doesn't want to be without me. So he doesn't want to go anywhere. I want to take his brother other places. He will have a tantrum, you know, if I try to take him places.
And now, is the tantrum bad? What does a tantrum make you feel?
Gross.
And what is the solution to feeling gross?
Processing my limiting belief or tantrum.
Doing or conceding to whatever he wants to do.
Right.
You have two choices. You can control that inner emotion of grossness by processing the limiting belief, being who you are, doing what you intend to do, what inspires you. You see, his experience of life is not dependent on your experience of life. You need not adjust your experience of life in any way to accommodate him. Mm-hmm. Now, he will manipulate you. He will control the conditions the best way he knows to, because he has not learned how to process his emotions internally. He has not learned how to look at his limiting beliefs. He sees control. The best way to control is what? Tantrum. Who taught him this? Did his inner self teach him this? Did source himself teach him this? Or was this something he learned along the way that seems to work? The control seems to work. Now, what if this did not work? He would find something else that worked better. Uh-huh. He will control, 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 control. And you can either succumb to that control or you can do what excites you most.
Right.
You do not need to do anything for him. As long as he is fed, has air to breathe, water to drink, he's fine. Mm-hmm. He will figure it out. If he's having a manifestation event because you're doing something he doesn't want to do, he will either learn from that manifestation event, see himself from a higher perspective, change who he's being in the future, or not. Either way is fine. But you must act when you're inspired to act and do what you're interested, excited, and exhilarated in doing. And in this way of being, this authentic way of being, I am receiving inspiration. I am in control of my perspective. I can choose a limited perspective or a higher perspective. If I choose the limited perspective, then I will dip down to the fear-based, lack-based consciousness and bring up urges to change the conditions. And that condition might seem easier to change than to do what you're inspired to do. It might be easier sometimes to placate him. And that is not wrong. Mm-hmm. But if you build up a momentum of doing what you're inspired to do, you will find that everything else falls in place perfectly. He will fall in place. Everyone else will fall in place. And you will be doing what you're inspired to do. Now, that may seem like neglect to those living in Western cultures.
Yeah.
But it is the highest offering of love. When you think about yourself first, when you do what you're inspired to do, you will never be inspired to do anything that isn't of the highest good for all involved. You will never, that is not inspiration. That could be an urge, but it is not inspiration. Inspiration comes from source, comes from who you truly are, comes from your inner self, aligned with love, will always be to the highest good. You can do what you're inspired to do, and it will always lead to the benefit of everyone else. So if you're inspired to go and take his brother somewhere else and you're able to leave him kicking and tormenting with some poor individual that's taking care of him, you can do that without the feeling of guilt, knowing that it will lead to the highest good. You can't see how that will lead to it, but you can have absolute faith that it will, because it always will. And if you try this out just a few times, you will start to build confidence because you will see how it's working.
Okay. So as an addendum to that, his parents are going through a divorce right now. And I noticed that he's been watching and playing even more because I think he doesn't want to sort of confront how he's feeling about it. I just should not worry about that. You're saying?
If you're inspired to have a conversation, not to change him, not so that you can feel better about it, but if that inspiration comes to you, then this is the time to have the conversation. If no inspiration comes, then you can know that he will figure it out along the way.
Okay.
That there's nothing that you have to do that you're not inspired to do. If the inspiration does come, fear will always pop up. What if he states that he's really angry with me? What if he says he wants mommy and daddy to get back together again? This will be the fear that will come up. And you will say to yourself, this is just fear and doubt. It's natural. Whenever I'm inspired to do anything, I can push past that fear. And if he says those things, we will handle it as it comes up. And it will always be for the good, even if it brings up a manifestation event.
Thank you.
Excellent.
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes.
This is Christian. I'm connecting with the concept that people in our lives, the reflections of our issues, I have that clear. What I'm having trouble with is the opposite, which we were discussed upon a little bit earlier, where the love that we feel for someone else is truly our connection to source. Because it makes me doubt, does that mean I do not want to be with this other person? Or what is that other person's role in my life? Or, you know, so I'm having trouble really connecting from a heart level what that means, while I do connect from a heart level what the opposite means.
We'll start with an analogy that we use. When your child is born, you feel this outpouring of love for right. the child. You do not perceive that the child is loving you. That feeling of love is a feeling of connection with source, because you're looking at that child from the same perspective as your inner self. It is wonderful. It is good. It is based in beneficial beliefs. The same is true with the potential to all people who are in your life. Mm-hmm. If a child is born to you, it's because it's been attracted mm-hmm. by you, because you have a vibration that resonates with the vibration of the child. What the child's pre-birth intentions were, who the child wants to be, what the child wants to explore. You've become a vibrational match to that child. That child has appeared in your reality. The same is true of every other human being that appears in your reality. Whether it's a lover or a friend or a boss or an employee, you have somehow become a vibrational match to that person, and that person has entered your reality, you see. You can look at that person from a perspective of love. So you could express the same amount of love to any person that comes into your reality, just as you did to your child. And that expression is acceptance. I accept you here in my life now. I accept that you're a mirror to my reality. I accept that the interaction that we have will cause expansion. I will accept that whether you see me as good or bad, whether we have manifestation events together or not, that I will expand through those experiences. And that I may be attracted to you, or I may just enjoy your company, or whatever it is, you are here for some purpose. You could be here for sex, you could be here for companionship, you could be here for consolation, you could be here as an enemy. Whatever it is, I am going to expand from this interaction. Okay. And I accept you as you are. I do not want you to be different than you are. I want no conditions with who you are to be different than they are. I don't want you to not leave. I don't want you to not stray. I don't want you to behave in any way different than you're behaving now. I accept you as you are. And in that acceptance, you will feel relief, excitement, exhilaration, joy, compatibility, good feelings. And that is your connection to source. If you could see the person as you saw your child on the day the child was born, you would feel the exact same feeling. You would feel a very similar feeling of love to that person, of pure acceptance of that person.
I know. You mentioned that on Wednesday. I'm still having trouble with that.
So you're having trouble because you don't feel that now.
Right.
And in that not having that feeling, would you say that if you took 10 people that are in your life right now, you could say, this person I love the most and this person I love the least. And if you looked across the board at each of those people, if you ranked them from the one I love the most to the one I love the second most, all the one to the woman, you could see that I accept this one the most. I accept this one the second most. If only they would change a little bit about themselves, then I could accept them more. And even the one that you accept the most, it's conditional acceptance. So imagine if you unconditionally accepted them. And why wouldn't you unconditionally accept them? Because you perceive from your eyes, looking at them, that they have some flaw. And if they didn't have this flaw, you use your imagination to believe that you would like them better. And it's just a game you're playing with yourself.
Yeah, it's not true.
If you could get to this place of unconditional acceptance of everyone in your life, you would feel this connection to source energy. because mm-hmm. this is how your inner self looks at all these people, even your worst enemy.
Right.
And if you could see it from a softer perspective of, this is just an experience. Mm-hmm. This is just a reflection of how I'm feeling, of how I'm being, and where my vibrational level is. And they need not change a thing. If I can change my belief system to mm-hmm. see them as more perfect than I do now, then I will feel better about them. And I'll be more receptive to inspiration. And I'll be okay. more receptive to words that will strengthen that relationship and okay. actions that will strengthen. Now, let's say that you are dating someone and Valentine's Day comes up and you're not feeling the relationship is very good. And so you have an urge to change the conditions. And so you go to the jewelry store and you buy something very expensive and you have this outcome that you believe will cause the relationship to be better. And so this action is taken on an urge to change the conditions. So you give the gift and the gift is not well received. Then you feel intense negative emotion because your outcome has not been achieved. But this is a perfect example of acting on an urge rather than on inspiration.
Got it. Yeah, it was based on fear.
Based on fear. Now, if you're looking at the relationship, you say, this is the most magnificent relationship in the world, and you're not inspired to buy anything on Valentine's Day, and you don't buy anything on Valentine's Day, then you can move into that ramifications of whatever that action is, mm-hmm. based on the ability for you not to feel guilt in not buying anything, you see. Mm-hmm. Now, that person, she may have a manifestation event because she may tie your actions to her worthiness.
Right, right.
If he loved me then. But you could be completely neutral and accept that she's going through a manifestation event. And you could say to yourself, I accept that she has an attachment to an outcome that has not happened, yet I know that I did not receive inspiration and that nothing was needed for me to do, and this led into a manifestation event for her.
For her.
Good.
Good. So be it.
So be it. And you can process whatever your emotion is on her reaction to you not giving
her. Wow. Never ending circle.
Which is good also.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent.
I have a question, Joshua.
Please.
So there's there's someone in my life right now that seems to be triggering a number of manifestation events for me that are quite familiar to me when it comes to relationships and my feelings of worthiness. Now, I've processed pretty much all of them as they've been coming up with this person, but it seems like I don't know what to say to myself anymore to prove it false and like kind of, you know, bump myself up to the next level, I guess, and, you know, really feel the worthiness that I'm looking to feel regardless of whatever this person's doing.
Excellent. Give us an example of the last manifestation event.
Yesterday, I invited this person to come and join me and some friends for Thanksgiving and kind of had the feeling that he was going to say, you know, either just not reply or just come up with an excuse. And that's what happened.
And he came up with an excuse.
Well, I don't know if it was an excuse, but he just said that he wasn't going to come.
How did he say he wasn't going to come?
He just said that he fell asleep and like he was just going to lay in bed
and
for the rest of the
day. If he loved you, he would never fall asleep.
Yeah, pretty much.
If he would love you, he would do this and this and this. If he loved you, he'd open the door. If he loved you, he'd send back a text. If he loved you, if you were worthy of his love, he would do all these things. In order to prove your worthiness, he must love you. He must do this and this and this to prove his love every single day. In every single moment of every single day, he must prove his love, prove his love, prove his love. Yet, is that really possible?
No.
How many times can he open a door? How many times can he send you a text? How many times could anyone send you flowers? How many times could everyone show up? If he showed up to every single thing that you ever did, guess what you would say? get away from me. You're crowding my space.
This is true too. Yes. And I've had that experience as well.
What would be a more empowering way to look at it?
To just accept everything that's going on and not make any meaning out of it.
Accept everything as neutral, choose the perspective, and use your imagination to see the perspective through until you find a feeling of relief. So what is the higher perspective telling you?
That there isn't anything going on here and that everything that's happening is perfect and that I don't need to change anything, even though it seems that way from my limited perspective.
Exactly. You don't want to change him. You don't want to have him show up if he doesn't want to show up. You could easily guilt him into showing up.
Right.
Maybe not to this Thanksgiving, but maybe to the next event. You could say, listen, I've asked you to things before. You haven't shown up. So don't even bother next time. And then that could guilt him into, it'd be like having the child having a tantrum. Mm-hmm. The child's tantrum is designed to control it. You can use a manipulative action as well to control the condition.
And so, I don't want to do that. I really don't.
You don't want to do it. Why?
Because I know that it's not going to lead to anything that I want.
If you act on urges to change the conditions, it will never lead to the feeling that you want to feel. The feeling that you want to feel must be cultivated within. I am worthy. The outside conditions are simply a mirror to how I'm being and what I'm believing. I can adjust those beliefs slowly over time. I can let go of any control of the conditions. I can interact with whoever shows up in my life. I can see them as perfect as they are. I need them not to show me anything about myself because they are incapable of that. If he showered you with love, you would find some other reason to feel unworthy. If you feel unworthy now, no matter who shows up in your life, you will still feel unworthy in their actions of love. Also, in their urges to control conditions, you will feel unworthy in all of their actions. You will have manifestation events around this until you feel worthy, you see. So the idea that someone can come and complete you is completely opposed to the laws of the universe. If you start out complete, if you start out worthy and good and perfect, how could anyone else complete you? They never could. It's not possible. You are complete. You might enjoy the experience of another person showing up in your reality. You might have fun. You might get to bounce off this person and be shown manifestation events in other areas. But if you are completely worthy, you will attract people who see you as worthy. And you will perceive all of their actions to prove that you're worthy, even if they're not intending those actions to mean any specific thing. Do you see how your perception of reality creates your reality? Mm-hmm. If you start by perceiving yourself as worthy, and someone doesn't show up at Thanksgiving, you will never take that as an indication that you're unworthy of them showing up. You will always immediately say, oh, I hope they're okay. I hope it works out for them. I'm sorry they weren't here. I'm having fun anyway. You see, it would never mean anything to you because you would be beyond definition of this area of worthiness. Your limitless nature around this area of worthiness would be your perception of reality. They could open the door for you. They could show up or not show up. They could give you a present or not give a present. You would never say that the gift they give you proves you're worthy. You would simply say, it's aligned with who I am. Thank you very much. Always starts with the worthiness. Now, are you worthy of love?
Yes.
Where is that love coming from?
From me.
Who's you? Who are you?
A limitless being of pure love and acceptance.
And your source itself.
Yes.
So you are source. Does source exude love?
Yes.
Does source need love?
No.
Do you exude love?
Yes.
Do you need love?
No.
Can you even get love from anything outside of you? Is that possible?
No.
If it's coming from within, can it also come from without?
Yes.
It is always from within and never from without. The outside conditions don't mean anything. If you look in a mirror, is the reflection loving you?
No.
It's simply a reflection of light. The love comes from within. It's your perception that creates everything. So if you perceive that I shall now accept myself as I am, perfect as I am, without any flaws. I am what I am. This is who I am. This is me. This is everything about me. I am who I am. I need not change one bit to experience the life I intended to experience. I am who I am. I'm perfect as I am, and I'm on an exploration to discover more about who I am, more about the perfection than who I am. And so everyone that comes to you will resonate with this idea of perfection. They will see it in you and you will see it in them. Yet they're telling you how perfect you are will not make you feel good. Isn't that interesting? If you perceived yourself as inferior and someone complimented you, you would use this as your excuse to feel good because your inner self feels that way now, you see. Now, if you have someone give you an insult, you will feel negative emotion because your inner self doesn't think the insult's an insult. The inner self can't even perceive an insult. Doesn't make sense. From your idea of your limited self, you perceive the insult, meaning there's something bad or wrong with you. And instantly you receive negative emotion, which is your indication that you're not agreeing with your inner self. Because your perspective is limited, because you have limiting beliefs, because those limiting beliefs are somewhat intense, because you haven't fully done all the work necessary to reduce the intensity of those limiting beliefs. Now, once you've adopted a limiting belief, it's with you always, but you can vary its intensity and you can see with clarity for what it is. It is meaningless. It doesn't mean anything other than to show you where your vibration is. And if you're receiving insults and you're feeling highly emotional in a, what you would call negative way, it shows you that your vibration is not in alignment with your inner self vibration, that you're not seeing the perfection that is you. Now, there will always be a little bit of discord between your perception of yourself and your inner self's perception. Your inner self literally sees you as perfect, and you have some limiting beliefs about your perfection. And so that discord will either be extreme or minimal. That work is your work. Do not look for the outside conditions to show you anything other than what your vibration is telling you. If you have a manifestation event because he didn't show up for Thanksgiving, it's not him, it's your limiting beliefs. Process the limiting beliefs, and you can realize that he's given you the greatest gift that anyone could ever give anyone else. The gift of the awareness of the vibration. The gift of the awareness of the worthiness that you're feeling. You are perfect as you are. Do not doubt your perfection. You, when you look in a mirror, or when you think about yourself, you are perceiving an illusion. It's the illusion of imperfection. You are perfect. No one can tell you you're perfect. No one can show you your perfection. Even us telling you this, you don't believe it fully. But we are telling you this from a very high perspective. And because you have highly beneficial, empowering beliefs around this information, you are receiving it more from us than you would from anyone else because there's less resistance to who we are and what we have to say. If you can see yourself from our perspective, you would have no doubts about your perfection, no doubts about any aspect of yourself, and you would drop everything and follow the inspiration that would leave you towards this discovery of who you truly are, leaving behind all fears and doubts. about who you are. And in that, you would gain the sense of worthiness and confidence beyond anything you've ever experienced before. Say thank you to those of you out there, those who give you this perspective of limitation, this negative emotion, this knowledge that you're out of alignment with your inner self. Be thankful to them for everything they're giving you and everything they have given you and everything they will always give you in the future. And see them not as wrong, but as perfect as they are. That action would not have made sense if he showed up. He could not have showed up. It would make no sense in this reality. In this reality, you get what you're a vibrational match to. All the manifestation events that come are for your benefit at that moment. Inspiring you to ask this question that will go on to assist others as they contend with their feelings of worthiness as well. Does that help?
Yes, it helps. I think the biggest part about what we're talking about here that is coming up for me is the fact that, like, I'm still feeling unworthy, and that, like, just that in and of itself makes me feel crappy.
Because you believe that by controlling your worthiness issue at your schedule and not the schedule that the universe has for you, that you could feel better now. Mm-hmm. And that you could feel worthy now. And wouldn't it be great if you could just snap your fingers and feel worthy, feel abundant, feel free, feel joy, feel like your source? Wouldn't it be great? But you did not come here for that. Guess what you came for? You came for the journey from unworthiness to worthiness, from limitation to abundance, from lack to freedom, from depression to joy, from wherever it is to wherever it is. That's why you're here, is for the journey. The journey is the only interesting thing going on in physical reality. You want to go the journey. You do not want to snap your fingers. That's why there is no magic genie. There is nothing that will change in your reality that will change your vibration other than your work to change your beliefs and who you're being and how you're operating and what your choice of perspective is. That's all. Listen to that inner guidance. Tell yourself what's truly going on here. Feel the power that comes from your ability to modulate your belief system. You can do it internally, but you've had a bit of momentum going on trying to make the conditions make you feel something you don't feel. That's what you came for. You knew you would adopt these limiting beliefs. You knew you would build momentum. You knew that would cause you to seek information beyond that which is readily available to the masses. And you found your way here. So you are doing a marvelous job. You are spectacular in everything you're doing. Your journey is brilliant. Enjoy this journey because it's going to lead to more and more and more exciting things and more and more and more fear at a deeper level. Get used to sifting and sorting in that way. Have fun with it. Don't worry about it. Nothing bad has ever happened. Nothing in the future bad is ever going to happen. Everything's going to work out perfectly. You're doing perfect. Everything you're doing is perfect. The right timing, the manifestation events are coming to you. If the manifestation events weren't coming and you were still feeling unworthy, then you could say, what's going on here? How come I'm not moving forward? But the manifestation events that are coming are proof that everything is going along perfectly. You want to see where your limiting beliefs lie and to the intensity of those limiting beliefs. Now, a year from now, something like this may happen in the future and you'll have a mild manifestation event. And you'll think, a year ago, at last Thanksgiving, I was really upset. And this Thanksgiving, I hardly care at all. What a magnificent difference that is. I feel so much better now. I see things so much more clearly now. I'm enjoying life a lot more now because I'm resisting less. Resist your perfection less, and your perfection will come through, and you'll see it. Use this as an example of your exploration moving along perfectly at the right pace, and your magnificence will come through. You are source. You can't be less than perfect. You can't be anything other than worthy or abundant or free. That's who you are. All you can do is see the illusion of unworthiness, the illusion of lack, the illusion of limitation. That's all there is. See through that illusion and you'll feel a lot better.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
We have time for one more question. Who has?
I do. Oh.
Go ahead.
Are you sure? Yeah?
Yes,
okay. I have a question. I want to piggyback off of Sirgun, because I also struggle with this, the media influence, and I wonder about, for children, you know, there's that addictive quality to it, and even if you're leaving them in freedom, they're not necessarily free if they're addicted. And also, you know, they're being conditioned and programmed anyway, and I would not want them to be conditioned and programmed by video games and media. So I struggle.
You don't want something to happen.
Right.
Is that based in love or based in fear?
I mean, I think it's based in love. I want them to be free.
If you tell them they can't do something, is that being free?
It's for future freedom.
Sacrifice their freedom now for future freedom. Do you think that would work? Or would that condition them to programming that certain things are bad for them? Mommy says, yeah, this is bad for me.
Yes, that's
Mommy says, I can't have candy. Mommy says, I can't have video. Mommy says, I can't play games. Mommy says, I can't go out in the street. Mommy says, I can't go over to the neighbor's house because they're not like us. Mommy says that I can't have this job that I want to do, or I can't pursue this interest that I'm pursuing. Mommy says, I can't do this. I can't do this. Mommy, is it okay if I do this? Is it okay if I do this? Is it okay if I do this? Mommy, where does your control stop?
Okay, I see it.
Are you going to control every aspect of their life, or are you going to allow for brief instances of freedom? You have a set of beliefs. You have adopted certain beneficial beliefs and certain limiting beliefs. You cannot remove any of your beliefs from you. You can soften them or make them more intense. If you soften your limiting beliefs, you can allow your children a little bit more freedom. You're not going to allow them full freedom because you have limiting beliefs that are there. But if you feel negative emotion, your inner self is telling you, I don't see it from the same perspective that you see it from. I see it from an eternal perspective. I have all the information. I have the wisdom of eons. You have a limited perspective. You have been conditioned by your parents and their parents and their parents, by the media you were exposed to when you were a kid, how you grew up when you were a kid compared to how they're growing up, how the earth was different when you were growing up than it is with them, how what they're preparing for you can't even imagine. But if you want them to ride bikes and play around in the outdoors like you did as a kid, that's not their reality. They're living a different reality. And they will be inspired in times of joy to pursue interests that you may not want them to pursue. Because from your perspective, it looks like it's going to lead to something bad. And you don't want anything bad to happen because you're attached to a certain outcome. Give up that attachment to the outcome. You do not have all the information. The only information you have is whether you're aligned with your inner self or not. If you feel that they are playing video games and they are allowed a certain amount of time to play video games, and you say, this is the rule in our house, I'm allowing you this much time today, and then you have to do something else later. If that comes from inspiration, then that's perfectly acceptable. But if you fear something bad happening in the future, when bad is not a possible thing, unless it's seen from the limited perspective of fear, then you're just trying to control conditions. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you will always try to control conditions because you will always have a set of limiting beliefs that will be there on some levels. But if you could release your tight grip on every aspect of their experience, understanding they have inner guidance. And they will, in time, follow that inner guidance. You will see how everything works out brilliantly. More control is more confusion. Less control is less resistance. Move towards the love of that less resistant approach to parenting. Give up the control that makes you feel somewhat better. Not really, but you think it feels, makes you feel a little better. And have the courage to give up your grip of control. See everything from the higher perspective of your inner self, and we promise you, you'll have all the inspiration that you'll ever need to allow yourself to feel good as a parent. We've loved this interaction.
Thank you.
We can't wait to talk to you some more. This has been a brilliant communication. We think you are all magnificent creators. We are thrilled to be here with you again. And with that, we are complete.
Enjoyed it very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.